My name is Libby Pobgy, and I've lived in Scarborough all my life, since 1938. When I was young, my mother used to bring me and my sister, and it was full of flowers, and I can remember my mother saying there were wild sweet peas among all the shrubs and flowers. It was very, very pretty, with this lovely stream, and this stone gate, which was always of great interest to any child, was very wide, very big, and very solid, very, very heavy. The construction was amazing because even a small child could push it, open and close it, which was obviously a joy to any little one coming in to be able to heave this great big stone gate away and enter this little magic world. We used to call it the Stone Gate and Rockery, and it was only later on that I learnt other people called Secret Garden and Hidden Garden, which I could fully understand because it was completely secret and hidden from many, many people who didn't know it existed. As we got older, we were allowed to come on our own because we were very safe here. It was a very safe place to be. And my friend and I used to come, sit on the little seat at the top of the garden and do our homework. And we did that from perhaps being about 11 until we were 16. Very recently, it was a very beautiful day, so I thought I'd come and sit on this very special seat that's been built. And as I was sitting there, I went back many, many years to a time when I used to sit here with my school friend, who is still my best friend. So with modern technology, I was able to tell her as I sat here by texting that I was sitting in our favourite place and I was thinking about her and the happy days we had together. She did text back and she said, "I wish I was there with you because it's very hot and stuffy in London and it'd be much, much nicer in our garden." Well, because it was so special to me and to my sister and my family before me, I've always brought our children along and grandchildren and now great-grandchildren and told them this is where we all used to come and sit and play and enjoy. My niece, who is now in her late 40s, when she was probably a toddler of about two or three, my mother had brought her, and my mother was terribly fond of sweet peas. And this garden was full of wild sweet peas, but they were really inaccessible. And her parents had always told her, "You must never steal anything from the glen or the cemetery or anything like that." So she was being extremely naughty. And she managed to dangle my niece by her ankles over a precipice where all the sweet peas were. And she said, "Now then, darling, will you pick some lovely flowers for Granny?" And she held her very precariously while she picked the sweet peas for her. And then she hid them in her pushchair till she got home.